Welcome to Calibrate Conversations, a podcast about embracing God's standard for sexuality. I'm your host, Brady Cohn. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you like this video, comment. We love positive comments. Share with your friends. Go to calibrateministries.com for more resources. Well, today we are going to talk about something that's been happening in our culture recently. It's kind of a current news story, which I don't talk about a lot, but I thought it was pretty relevant as we see this play out. It is Chip and Joanna Gaines. All right. Like, lots of people talking about this, and I think that there's a lot that we could dissect here. So you guys probably know who I'm talking about, Chip and Joanna. They have this media empire. She has like all these home decorating and renovation shows. They have magazines of this huge store, Magnolia Home in Waco, Texas. And they're also Christians. And I think they've done a good job over the years of keeping things family friendly. They share their faith. I think that they've been a really positive influence for Christians over the years and the decades. Until now. Now all of a sudden they are in the spotlight and there is a lot of controversy. So they have this whole TV network, and this week they released a new show called Back to the Frontier. It's these families that are having to go back and live like in the frontier times. And so I haven't actually watched it. I think the first episode just came out this week. I've seen the trailers and a lot of information. And so, you know, they're like living in pioneer days. There's a covered wagon. There's some cabins. There's a cow, you know, very charming, clothes that look way too hot. I have no idea how some of those pioneer people did it in the heat with those types of clothes on. But here's what's drawing the controversy. The show features three different families that go live in this pioneer type setting. And one of the families they chose for this is a gay couple with their two sons. And so this is drawing a huge firestorm amongst Christians that they're really showcasing and celebrating this same-sex family. And they chose them to be a part of the show. And it's causing all kinds of backsplash. Gosh, Joanna could probably pick out a good backsplash. Backlash. And so it's causing all kinds of backlash on social media everywhere. And so I want to dissect into this a little bit and share a few of my thoughts. So first of all, I do think that they crossed a line that is just unwise. You know, we need to love sinners, right? And we need to love our neighbors. We need to, it's kindness that leads people to repentance. And I have no doubt that at Magnolia, you know, their business in Texas, LGBTQ people are served with love and respect, and that's the right thing to do. That's the way it should be. They walk into your business, you love them, respect them, you know, serve them just like any other customer. But then to cast this couple on their TV show that is really showcasing and celebrating their family, to me, is very, very different. Like, I can't help but believe it's crossing a line to celebrating their sin, and that makes me very uncomfortable. So a lot of Christians are saying they can't watch this show, and it's not that just like this boycott, but it's like we want family-friendly entertainment, and we watch these things with our kids around, and we don't want this to be displayed to our kids, and so I understand that. Personally, I've always tried to be very careful about judging the boundaries that others have set with sinners, right? Many times boundaries aren't black and white. In the example above, some would say that serving them in their store is wrong. And I disagree with that. I think that they should serve them with love and honor, respect, you know, as retail customers. And some people would disagree with that. We all have to set boundaries and use discernment on what those boundaries are going to be. And I see many times some very harsh legalistic boundaries that are very just arbitrary, right? Like, this isn't black and white in scripture on what these boundaries should be. And so, you know, we see people setting these boundaries with LGBTQ family members on, well, I'll go out to dinner with them, but they're not eating a meal in my home. Well, I think that's a pretty arbitrary and unfruitful boundary. There are times when maybe we shouldn't let a couple living in sin come into our home if they're being belligerent about it, right? And they refuse to respect our rules and boundaries in our house of on affection and things. And that goes for gay couples, straight couples, whoever that is. So we have to use discernment on a case-by-case basis on what boundaries we should set. And sometimes Christians, I think, set boundaries from a place of self-righteousness and a place of trying to remain comfortable by keeping sinners at arm's length. And I think that that is wrong. And we need to examine that. We need to repent, and we need to figure out what's the actual best way of making disciples and being a part of softening someone's heart. And so all that to say that it's complicated. And I think we need a lot of grace in how others set boundaries. And we should walk alongside others, making sure that they're loving people with a gospel and proclaiming the gospel and not actually celebrating their sin, because sometimes those lines can become really, really crossed. And so I think that in this case, I would draw the boundary kind of that goes along the line that Jack the Baker in Colorado, if you know that case, he's been drugged through the court system's lawsuits because he refuses to make cakes for same-sex weddings. He's fought before the Supreme Court. He's been persecuted by the state of Colorado. And he will serve any couple that comes in his store and sell them whatever is on the shelf, you know, and treat them with love and respect. But he won't make a custom cake for their wedding because that is participating, that is celebrating their, you know, their sinful relationship. And I think that that is a wise and discerning boundary. And I don't think that, you know, we can claim that everyone needs to set it exactly there. But I think that there's some wisdom and some good discernment in that. And it seems to come from a genuine heart of wanting to love and serve people and proclaim gospel hope. And so I think that those boundaries are appropriate. And I think that Chip and Joanna use a lack of discernment in this case. My second thought is that featuring this family is, in fact, really celebrating and normalizing the sin. And one reason why I believe that is because the couple said so themselves. They said in an interview that they're thankful that their family structure is being normalized by being on the show. And so I think that how they're interpreting it is really, really telling. And these people have been LGBTQ advocates and social media influencers. I don't think I have shared who they are yet. Their names are Jason and Joe. So Jason and Joe, Hannah Riggs is their last name because it's hyphenated. So this isn't a random couple who's just lost and confused. This is a couple that have been LGBTQ advocates, and they have an agenda. And I think that featuring them on here is helping them further that agenda of making their lifestyle normalized and celebrated. I think that there's some really nuance in how this family is presented, because I see a lot of their defenders and their people advocating for them claiming how, you know, obviously they say that love is love, and so we should celebrate these relationships, but that, you know, these boys have been adopted by them, and adoption is so great, and how wonderful to have two loving fathers. But, you know, I do think that adoption is great, but this situation is much more complicated than that. And, you know, we as Christians, we love adoption, right? It's a picture of the gospel. It helps redeem broken situations. Even though it doesn't take away the brokenness, it helps provide redemption to some of the people affected. And we're to take care of God's creation. And so I'm a big believer in adoption, and I think that all Christians should be, because that's just being obedient to taking care of God's children. But this situation is more complicated. So these boys were born as twins using a surrogate mom to carry them. But the surrogate is not their biological mom. Jason and Joe are each a biological dad to one of the boys, and they use donor eggs to create embryos to transfer them to the surrogate who carried them and gave birth. I really don't believe that this is adoption in the way that we think of adoption, of taking care of an orphan. This is intentionally creating kids that will knowingly be ripped away from their mom. They were immediately taken away from the woman's body who carried them, and they have never known their biological mom. So raising these boys isn't this altruistic act to redeem brokenness in a situation. It is really this selfishness of intentionally creating a broken situation. And that is always the reality when a gay couple uses a surrogate to create children, is that these boys have a mom out there somewhere, but they don't know them. Right. And don't get me wrong, there's heterosexual people who create these situations too, and it should equally be as condemned. But this isn't this, you know, love story of adoption, of using adoption to redeem, you know, broken situations, is actively creating a broken situation in which these boys will never know their mom and they're growing up in a household that is not what God intended. Observation number three, I really hate seeing the response from Christians and so many other people. I think so many of the people responding negatively to this situation probably aren't Christians. Some of them call themselves Christians, some of them don't, but either way, some of them are not. It's filled with anger and rage and harsh comments, and I don't think that it's helping. And I say that about a lot of social media responses. I don't think that in this debate and response, people are being won over to Christ, right? What Chip and Joanna need is for their pastor and their elders to come alongside them, not a social media mob. And I would hope that they would have a pastor and elders and wise counsel in their life who would speak truth and hope and grace into them. But the response on social media is a no-win for anyone. I don't foresee anyone coming to know Christ or for the kingdom of God to be built based on how people are responding. No, I really try to give Chip and Joanna a lot of benefit of the doubt here. They've had such a long track record of, you know, standing for family values and sharing their faith, that I think that they're deserving of some benefit of the doubt. I think we do more listening than we do speaking. Sometimes we hold our tongue when we want to say things. We pray that they correct course in whatever that looks like, and learn from this and have soft hearts for Christ. Unfortunately, what I see so many times when people are kind of attacked by the Christian mob or social media mob in a situation like this is that our response is so harsh that it actually pushes them away from Orthodox Christianity. And I pray that that is not the case. This morning I was reading Galatians and then on to Ephesians, but Galatians chapter 6 is one of my, you know, verses that I really read when I first came to know Christ. It gave me a vision for the Christian life. Galatians 6, starting in verse 1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him with a spirit of gentleness. Keep watching yourself, lest you be tempted too. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each one of you will bear his own load. Let the one who has taught the world share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh from the flesh will reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially those who are of the household of faith. You know, that scripture, there's so much unpack there. There could be a whole sermon series on that. But I really think that I pray that this is applied not just to Chip and Joanna. Maybe they need someone to come alongside them and gently restore them, but really apply this to all of the Christians on social media who are whining and complaining and condemning that they would handle this with gentleness, that they wouldn't boast, that they would bear the burdens of others. So what does it look like to, you know, bear Chip and Joanna's burdens with them in this situation, which they're being really attacked from every side? What does that look like? And I can't believe that the current operation of the social media mob is really being true to this scripture. We will reap what we sow, and that goes for the Christian world who is responding with harshness and vileness. And so I think my response is just going to be not to watch the show, at least obviously not with my kids around, because I am not ready to have that conversation with them. But I think that the social media mob is not helping. It's not being gentle with our brothers and sisters. We should pray for them. We should love them. And we should understand that it seems like in this situation, nobody wins. And so we should pray that there is a way in which Christ wins, that the Christian witness wins, that Jesus wins, and that we can have a witness that actually softens people's hearts. So let's pray about that. Let's pray that God would use this situation to soften hearts, especially soften the hearts of, you know, Jason and Joe, who are on the show, and their two boys. We want God to soften their hearts too and bring them to himself. They've been living the deception for many, many years or decades. So I think it'd be fitting just to close out this episode in a word of prayer for everyone involved. So if you're a praying person, please join me. Lord, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you that you are a God who redeems and restores all things and all people. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. I pray that people watching would evaluate themselves. I pray that we would test our own actions. I pray that we would understand that we, you know, sow what we reap. I pray that with this situation with Chip and Joanna, you would be glorified. I pray that decision makers would do the right things, make the right decisions that honor you. I pray that Chip and Joanna would have soft hearts towards you, that there'd be humility and there'd be graciousness. I pray that the response from so many people wouldn't push them away from Orthodox Christianity, but actually would draw them closer to you. I pray that they wouldn't lash out at so many people who are being so harsh with them, but they would respond with gentleness and grace. I pray that they would have pastors and elders in their life and wise counsel to walk them through this. I pray for Joe and Jason in this situation, that I know that they've been used by the enemy to perpetuate lies. I pray that you would bring them to their knees in repentance. I pray that you would protect their boys. I pray that their boys would grow up to know you and to love you and have a picture of biblical Christianity and what biblical marriage and relationships are supposed to look like. I pray that they would end up being witnesses to your grace and your redemption that you can do. I pray for people who proclaim the name of Christ on social media, that they would have a soft heart, that they would have restraint in what they say, that they'd be quick to listen and slow to speak. Pray this in your name. Amen. All right. Well, everyone, well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Calibrate Conversations. Make sure, again, you go to our website. There's so many more resources. Make sure you reach out if there's anything I can do for you. We will see you next week. Thank you.